How did you end up getting here?
All right, what we had to do was I obviously, you know, failed to get any sort of contact from the Australian embassy with anything solid. So I spoke to some contacts here in Australia. They were able to get me into contact with a travel agency that they use regularly in Dubai. He called me. He was trying, really hard to work out how he can book us on some flights that are going to be secure flights that aren't being cancelled because everything's being cancelled. We just sort of left it in his hands, and we didn't hear back until 7 a.m., which is the morning of when we left. I think that was two days ago. But 4 a.m. of that morning, we actually did hear from the Australian embassy. They rang us and they said, look, we've managed to get an emergency flight from Alexandria Airport for people that are stuck in Alexandria. So we've listened to the people, but you need to get there by, 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be on a Canadian flight, but we can't guarantee your spot. And I said, look, I'm not really sure what that means. You're telling me you're going to give me a spot, and they said, no, we just want to make sure. Are you interested? And I said, of course I'm interested. Yes, I'd like 5 seats, please. And they said, yeah, but just letting you know, even if you get there, it's not guaranteed that, you're on. And I said, okay, fine. As we're driving to the airport to go to that flight, I got called from the travel agency in Dubai, and he said, we've secured it to have tickets direct from Alexandria to Brisbane. Do you want them? And I said, yeah, absolutely. He said, I literally had 25 seconds to 30 seconds to pay for them online with a credit card, or we'd lose those seats. It was amazing. It worked. We literally flew out. The flight kept getting delayed, though, as you can imagine. We were starting to panic because there were so many flights getting cancelled. Your flight, you'd look up on the board and it was getting cancelled, and then getting later and later on in the day. Finally, it left about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We got into Abu Dhabi, and then within an hour, we were on our connecting flight from Abu Dhabi through to Sydney. And then from Sydney, we got here in Brisbane last night at about 12 midnight.
How much did that cost you?
It was a little under $10,000. Now, the other thing is, the concern we had with the Canadian flights that the embassy was putting together, apart from the fact that we weren't guaranteed positions and seats, I should say, was that they were actually evacuating people from Alexandria to Jordan. Now, in Amman. Now, Amman is having a bit of an issue at the moment themselves. So I'm not really sure why would you evacuate to another Arab country and then leave us there. And it was basically similar to the people that are stuck in Germany now, or the people that the other flight that was going to London. It was basically when you get there, you're on your own again. I just found it a little unusual, the language that was used. You're on your own. I don't know what "you're on your own" means. I mean, I'm freaking out in Egypt with all this situation, and it's just concerning that there was no empathy, there was no and even now there's been no follow up from the Australian government. I don't even know if they know we're back, because we actually rang and we said, look, you've been given direct flight. We'd like to cancel the unreserved seats that you had for us. Now, we didn't find, even when we went to the airport in Alexandria, there weren't any Australian officials. They told us there'd be Australian officials, but we didn't see any. And we finally got my sister to contact them and tell them, look, we don't need those seats anymore. But there wasn't any follow-up from them at all to even check that we even got on the Etihad flight.
How are you feeling about the Australian government's response?
Well, I think how I'm feeling, probably more so, I'm really concerned for the people that are still there. I mean, at the end of the day, the important thing is to help the people that are still there get out. I mean, I was fortunate enough, and I had contacts, and I was able to speak to people, and I didn't sleep for 5 nights to work this stuff out and finally get my wife and my 3 kids out. And I was able to get my hands on that sort of, money in a very short time. There are probably people out there that aren't able to, do this, and I really feel bad for them. I just don't know what's done. And you can't, I mean, it was very good because obviously I didn't have it as cash. I had to use a credit card. Now, most places aren't using credit cards in Egypt as well, because the internet lines are down, as you're aware, and everything is cash. So, ATMs are shut down. There's nothing working. So to answer your question, it's not about me anymore. It's about the people that are still there. I mean, I'm still going to, I really want some answers from the Australian government, of course. But I think now let's just help the people that are still there.